The Wealth We Cannot Swallow. The World. English Bible describes a man who possesses riches, wealth, and honour, yet has no power to enjoy them. This is not ordinary poverty. It is the more frightening poverty of having everything except the ability to receive anything as gift. Possession and enjoyment are not the same grace. We may hold bread without tasting goodness, inhabit a house without finding rest, and be surrounded by people while remaining untouched by love. As Ecclesiastes 5 taught, joy is not hidden inside the gift like a coin in a box. God must also give the capacity to enjoy it. Sine communiant. The Wandering Soul. In verse 7, the Hebrew word nephesh appears where the World English Bible reads appetite. The same word lies behind desire in verse 9. Nephesh can mean life, throat, breath, or the whole living self. Koheleth pictures humanity laboring to feed the mouth, while the inner throat remains forever open. The wandering of the desire is therefore more than greed. It is the soul roaming among unlived lives, the career we might have had, the place we could have lived, the recognition we should have received. The sight of the eyes means accepting what is actually before us. Contentment begins when the soul returns from imaginary countries and becomes present to God. Koheleth then gives a shocking comparison. A stillborn child has more rest than a man with 100 children, 2,000 years, and no enjoyment. In the ancient world, many children, long life, and honourable burial were public signs of blessing. Family tombs preserved both bones and names. To have 100 descendants, yet no one to bury you, is the collapse of every visible measure of success. Koheleth is not diminishing the tragedy of a lost child, he is exposing the tragedy of a life that never becomes alive to goodness. Named, yet not master. Verse 10 carries an echo of Genesis. Whatever exists has already been named, and it is known that man is Adam, the earth creature formed from Adama, the ground. Adam named the animals, but he did not name or create himself. We name our plans, brands, achievements, and ambitions as though naming meant mastery. Yet our oldest name is dust. This is why verse 11 warns that many words increase vanity. Even a devotional must tremble here. Eloquence cannot explain mortality away. Wisdom finally kneels. But Christ entered our creaturely limits. He rejected the rich fool's full barns, gave himself as bread for the unsatisfied soul, and passed through the grave that gathers rich and poor alike. In his resurrection, one place is no longer the final word. We need not possess life. We receive it from him. Suggested cross-references: Genesis 2:7, Psalm 39:4-7, Luke 12:15-21, Philippians 4:11-13, 1 Timothy 6:17-19, John 6:35. Suggested him, Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts. Prayer. Lord, call my wandering soul home, free me from possessing what I cannot enjoy and chasing what you have not given. Teach me to receive today's bread with gratitude, to remember that I'm dust and to find my lasting life in the risen Christ. Amen.